Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite. And before we get started, we're just going to bring on one of our special guests this evening, Evangelist Angela Parker. Evangelist Parker, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, dear.
welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. Can I just ask you to open up in prayer for us this evening?
All right, dear. Lord, we just thank you tonight for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We praise you for the opportunity to bless you, to serve you, to represent you one more time. We thank you, Lord, for this season, a season of thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross, shedding your blood, dying, surrendering your whole soul and mind and will for our sins. And we thank you, God, that you've given us the opportunity to not only be grateful, but to be thankful and have an opportunity to go to heaven to be with you. We ask you tonight that you will bless the host. We ask you to bless all of her workers. We ask you tonight to bless everyone that comes on, all of the people that want to speak, those that want to say something about Jesus. We pray, God, that you will be glorified in this meeting. And we ask all of these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Okay, I think I was in mute, but we do thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm. I did say amen. I guess everything I said, no one heard me because I was on
right?
mute.
Yes. That's all right.
I was explaining that I had just walked in the house, so I wasn't exactly together just yet.
Yes.
But I was rushing. I was rushing. So we do thank one of our special guests, Evangelist. Angela Parker just opened up in prayer, and we do thank her, and we welcome her back to Spiritual Sunday. We do have one more special guest that will be joining us as well, Prophet Mickle White. Mm-hmm. He'll be joining us shortly. But what we're going to do is we're just going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back. And then once we come back, I do want to bring on our first caller. I don't know. She seems a little different today. So,
okay.
Evangelist Parker, you do you have spoke to her before,
okay.
But we're definitely gonna speak to her and encourage her.
All right.
So the holidays are coming, and it is a hard time for her, and I think
yeah.
that's what's wrong. But we're gonna bring her on the air, and we're just gonna talk to her and just give her words of encouragement this evening. So we're just gonna go to a song, and we'll come back, and we'll bring on our caller. Amen.
All right.
Take me back.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. And with me, we do have Evangelist Angela Parker. Evangelist Parker, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, all right. I feel so much better now. Let me tell you, I feel so much better. We had such a busy day today with church in the morning, and then my little one had a birthday party this evening. So I had to pull her from the birthday party about 10 minutes early, and she was upset. Had to give her the pep talk and remind her, you know, what we do on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, that had to take care of that. And I was rushing home, and I said, okay, all right, all right, we have to get here. And then, you know, the beginning part of the show, you did a wonderful job opening up in prayer for us this evening. We try to open up in prayer on every Spiritual Sunday show. Every show we try and open up in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, put everything, you know, together in order. And we welcome everyone to call in, you know, in unity and on one accord. And we allow everyone to just call in and say what they're thankful for, or give their testimony. And this evening, I actually wanted to... usually on Sunday we say, you know, call in and say what you're thankful for. But I have spoken to a lot of different people during the week, and a lot of them, you know, just seemed a little, you know, uneasy because the holidays are coming and Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them don't have their loved ones. You know, their loved ones have passed on, and, you know, usually the holidays are extremely hard for them. So after speaking, you know, to a couple of people, I just said, you know what? I said, maybe, you know, the show that we'll do on Sunday, you know, could be, you know, a show on, you know, being thankful, you know, just continuing to, you know, strive and push on even with your loved one not being there, you know.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, maybe we'll do a show, you know, like that this evening and then have the special guest come on. And if it's something that, you know, you want to talk about, then we can talk about that, you know, as well. And just open the lines up and be able to take the callers and allow the, you know, the show to continue on. But
yeah,
we do, you know, thank you for joining us. And how have you been?
Oh, I've been doing great. I'm thankful for being alive. This is the best time of year for me. Even though I've lost my mother, my father, and my brother, and different things, but I'm so grateful because my focus this time of the year and all year is on my God and all that He has done for me. He said if you keep your mind steadfast on Him, He would keep you in perfect peace. I'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on Thee. So sometimes we have to train our minds to focus so much on Jesus, then all the other things that hurt us will kind of not play such a big role and make us depressed, because Jesus has become our best friend, and He's why we move and breathe and have our being. So I'm just grateful to be in that place in my life right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's a lot of people that are depressed this time of year and everything, but important is in Prayer Global Ministry, I try to deal with all of these issues and try to help people every day. For us to be so grateful and embrace Jesus and how wonderful He is to us, and that helps us to go along with all the hurt and pain, because we know that we're not enduring all of this by ourselves.
Yes. And if you could give the information out so that people can contact you and take part, you know, in your ministry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, ma'am. They can contact me. First of all, on Facebook under Evangelist Parker, they can contact me in a private message on Facebook. If they want to be a part of that, they can also contact me through email, and that's Angela Parker, 6535 at sbcglobal.net. I'll say that again. That's Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, P-A-R-K-E-R, 6535 at sbcglobal.net. And I can let them know all about Partners in Prayer and what we do, healing and deliverance, as well as we have an emphasis on intercessory prayer. That's why our emphasis is, but we're healing and deliverance ministry. So people come to us all the time, brokenhearted, downcast, mental illness, whatever. But we focus on the healing and the miraculous power of Jesus, so that's been able to help hundreds and hundreds of people.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is we're going to bring on our first caller this evening, and we're just going to open the phone lines for anyone that's listening from their PC. You can call 646-200-3838 and just press 1 to go on the air. If you have already called in and you'd like to go on the air, you can just press the 1 button. The phone number is still the same, 646-200-3838. So we're going to bring on our first caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Martha, Evangelist Martha. God bless you.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was able to take a deep breath for a second today, so I'm feeling pretty good.
That's good. How about you, Evangelist?
Thank you. I'm doing wonderful, baby. Happy to be
that
here.
That voice just picks you up, I'm telling you.
Yeah, just happy to represent.
Yes, it just picks you up. Mm-hmm. It makes you smile. So, Evangelist Stevens, how are you really doing this evening?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I read the message as I was driving, and I must say I was trying to multitask and pull on the side of the road, and you know, I know you felt a little uneasy about calling in, and I read the post earlier today. Oh, I don't think I could call in tonight. I'm like, what? You not calling? You always
call in. I didn't want to call in. The devil head was tripping this morning. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of things going on. The devil just been tripping. And you know he was tripping because first he worked with my brother. He called me this morning. He said, I'm coming to church and all this other stuff. When it came to church, it was just wow. And then he worked through my dad. So the devil's been tripping this morning. I don't know what the heck he think he was doing. But he's a liar. I do know that. So much. Yesterday, I've had so many people tell me, you know, maybe you need to stop your ministry. I had so many people tell me yesterday that I acted like a witch. Mm. And I said, you know what? I'm just not going to take this no more. I'm not going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. If you don't want to talk to me in a good manner, you don't have to. It don't matter. I don't really care. But today,
now, what
I
kind of ministry
really,
are you doing where people will be saying that you act like a witch? What is your ministry
here? I have no idea. Like, I go, I have my own prayer line. I don't know what makes them say that. All I know is it was the enemy.
Okay, you have your, God called you to do a prayer line?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so the people come on your line and what happens?
They don't say nothing after that. They just come on, but they call me afterwards and stuff. You know, they try to really get close and then turn their back, but I don't really get close to them.
Try to get close, but you minister to them when you're on the prayer line?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So how long have you been in ministry?
Since I was 7 years old.
Oh, since you were 7. Okay. And how old are you now?
15.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're a young lady that loves the Lord, and you have zeal. You have a lot of zeal.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Zeal means zest for God. You just want to represent him, and you just want to be on fire for the Lord and tell people about Jesus. Is that what you do?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you be encouraged. But you know the first thing you got to do when you have all that zeal, you have to learn the word.
Right.
That word strengthens you. That word builds you up, and that word encourages you. And that word is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. When you get the word down in you, people won't bother you one way or other. You have to have the word down in you first, my baby. You got to have that.
You're right.
You got to have that. Yeah. You see, that word strengthens you and builds you up and makes you like a eagle.
Like a stone.
It's the word. It's a shield. And it builds you up. So when you have it down in you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're young. You got a long way ahead of you, and you got a long life ahead of you. And if you just stay in the Word, fast and pray, God is going to build you up higher, higher, and higher, and higher. You've got a long way to go. So enjoy your young life. Enjoy your young life. But while you're enjoying your young life, get in that weep. Stay in that Word every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day. Read it every day. You can go through the Old Testament first, the New Testament, have certain parts of it. Read the Psalms first, however you want to do it. Read the Gospels first. Just be in it.
And
that's what's going to, that's what's going to strengthen you up. So it won't matter what people say about you, because you'll be fortified in the Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. And Martha, Evangelist Stevens, you also want to be careful with, you know, the company that you're keeping. You know, I understand, you know, you do have your prayer line, but you definitely want to be, you know, careful of the company that you keep, you know, because with you having, you know, your own prayer line, and then, you know, afterwards people are calling you, you know, saying, you know, okay, you know, even to have the Word, which to me is just kind of, you know, disturbing. So you just want to make sure that people, you know, that you're very careful with the company you keep and the people that you're ministering to. You know, because I'm sure Evangelist Parker would agree, but with ministering to someone and going over the Word and reading the Word constantly and, you know, ministering to someone, there's certain things that should not be said, you know, and God's not the author of any type of confusion, and that's
you
a
know,
lot of
even
confusion.
Be, you know, sister, even before we get to that, you have to be called into God to have a prayer line. He has to call you in that. When he calls God, the first thing that we do is we want to run out and start working. When God calls us, he calls us to teach us first.
Right.
You know, when you get in the midst of trying to teach other people before you have learned, that's where you come into all those problems, because you're going to have enough when you've grown in 20, 30, and 40, 50, 60 years old. But you're
Amen.
15 years old and trying to do a work for God when he still has to qualify and train you. So things like that, you have to be very careful. You can't. When I said you're doing things out of zeal, when you can, because you love the Lord and because you're eager and you want to tell people about God. And the devil loves to take advantage of people like that. He loves to. He just comes in and will have a field day over your head. You won't know whether you're coming or going, because you have to stand still and learn about him and take your yoke upon him, his yoke upon you, and learn of him. You are still in a heavy learning stage right now. A heavy learning stage. So, you know, it would be something, if God called you to have a prayer line, he'd have to speak and speak 40 times to make sure that that's what he's doing, because people will be leaning on you with things that you won't even have been through life yet to be able to help to equip them with. They're
Amen.
Calling your house, and they're dipping on you and dumping on you and things like that, baby. And God hasn't even prepared you for that kind of dumping and dipping and all of that stuff yet. So you have to be very, very careful, even with your love that you have for God. You be very, very careful. You know, I'll be happy to talk to you about that anytime. But you have to be very, very careful out here. When you're dealing with spiritual warfare, that's a very serious thing, baby. Very serious. So you be encouraged in your love for God. We encourage everybody to love him, but you've got to get to know him. And then he's going to take you through your struggles and all of your things in life so that you will learn things to help everybody else. When I was called into ministry in 1988 and maybe had been in ministry 10 years, I thought that I had been through everything in the world. And then another... But I discovered, even up till now, no, I didn't. God is still training me. He's still teaching me. And I've been doing one ministry now 17 years. I've been on the prayer line for 17 years, but in ministry for about 25 or longer. And I'm still learning every day. But all of these things that he put down in me, it's helped me to bless other people. So there is a process in this thing with this glory to God and all of that. And that's why it'll keep you up, down, depressed, oppressed, and people will be on the attack, because you've got to have that armor and then be trained in that armor. It's nothing wrong with the training process, so don't ever resent the training process, because that's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Evangelist Stevens, do you have any questions for Evangelist Parker?
No.
No questions? Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If you just feel free to ask.
Yeah, and you two are friends on Facebook as well. So,
yeah.
Evangelist Stevens, if you have any questions that you do think about, you know, please don't hesitate to, you know, to contact her. And, you know, she just volunteered definitely to be able to help you, you know.
Yes.
But I'm definitely going to, I agree, and just say stay encouraged.
Yeah.
Please do, you know, and there's nothing wrong with being, you know, eager and thirsty for the Lord. There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. Just be careful, you know,
yeah.
be careful. And we had a question in the forum, and the question is, I don't want to get this wrong, but I have to reword this a little bit. Who does God call you to have a prayer line? And is that just because you have a relationship with him? Like, I think what they're saying is, you know how different titles, you know, are given out, where there's, you know, deacons, there's deaconess, there's elders, there's pastors, there's evangelists. Does God call that person individually, or does someone call you and tell you, okay, this is the message that God told me to give you? I think that's what they're saying. If I do have it wrong, please press 1 so that you can go on the line to ask that question.
Okay. Are you directing that to me, or are you directing that to Evangelist Stevens?
Well, I think it's a general, you know, question, because they're listening in.
Repeat the question again.
They're listening. We have a forum, and people can post questions. And what they're saying is, does God speak to you and give you a message saying that he wants you to become an elder, evangelist, minister, a pastor? Or does someone else come to you and say, God gave you this message? I think they're trying to understand the prayer line.
Okay. It seems like you're saying that he said that God give you a message. That looks like they're saying when God calls individual callers, like if he calls someone becomes a deacon, does God call them into the deaconhood? If someone become a preacher, did God call them, and does he give them a message to let them know that they're a deacon, a message to let them know that they are a preacher? That's what it sounds like.
That's what it looks like.
Because
I said if I have it wrong, please. I'm sure they're listening either from the computer or from the phone. I said if I have it wrong, you know, please definitely call in and press the 1 button, so this way they can explain the question.
Because God doesn't call any people all the same. If you sit down and talk to a bunch of people or get a bunch of ministers, deacons, and different ones in the room, they will all have something different. And most deacons are chosen by their pastors or the deacon board or the trustee board or something like that. You know, the pastors see them and say, hey, I like you. I trust you. You trustworthy. You've been coming to church and you pay your tithes and you've been here and you in Sunday school. You come to Bible class and you're here for the service and you're helping with the church and everything. I'd like for you to be a deacon. That's how most of people become deacons. When it comes to ministry, God calls people in all kind of ways. It's a knowing down in the inside that you were called. Now, I denied my calling for 9 years because I didn't want to be an evangelist, so I played crazy, and they started calling me an evangelist when I first got saved. Evangelist Parker, the Sunday school superintendent drove me crazy. He called me Evangelist Parker every time he saw me, and I said, I'm not an evangelist. Call me Sister Angie. He said, I'm calling you what you are. And that made me crazy, but I wasn't going to let just because he said that. People weren't going to call me into that position. To me, being an evangelist was too deep, and I thought that was just for nice little sweet people and people that were just so wonderful and all of that. I didn't know he called people like me. you know, just ordinary crazy people into the ministry. So that calling had to be, I had to be sure that it was God, because I saw so many people calling themselves into the ministry and saying, I'm called, getting the briefcase, going out there saying they're called, and they had nothing but zeal, but they had no knowledge. They knew nothing of the word.
Okay, okay. Amen.
Sister Lavina, can you ask that question one more time?
Say it again.
You say the question one more time?
I think they're trying to ask the question as far as how do you get the message that God has called you to, whether it's have a prayer line or be an evangelist or a minister. How do you receive that message? Is that a message that God sent you directly, or do you get that message from somebody else saying that this is the message that God wanted me to deliver to you?
First of all, if God calls you to something, you can't get the message from somebody else.
Right.
You can't get it from third party. You have to get it from God.
It's got to come from God. He started me on a prayer line with one person, and I started because I was in ministry development back in 1995. With another fellow preacher. We just got up every morning to pray with each other. Then we got up in the morning, then we started praying together at night. And then I started praying with another two other women, along with praying for her. And then the next thing I knew, I was praying with some teenagers. And I had three prayer sessions before I went to work every morning. I wasn't trying to do a ministry. I wasn't tagging anything on. I was just praying with people because people needed to pray, and I felt that I could be a help to them. Why did I feel I could be a help to them? Why did I want to pray with them? I have not a clue. But God works a lot of things. He works in you. You're just working out who you are. And along the way, then all of a sudden you'll find out that you're in a ministry. Most of the time when you call yourself into something, that's not God, that's you.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Can I expound on it real quick?
Go ahead.
I was about to say the same thing. She took the word out of my mouth. But anyway, I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to be in ministry either. I just, you know, the first time I got, you know, saved, sanctified in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, three women of the church had told me, I think I was in another church, and they told me that I was an evangelist as well. And I said, no, I'm not. And it was not only a couple of months ago that I start, you know, saying, you know, this is what I am. You can't hide it from it, you know. If that's what God called you to be, that's what God called you to be. You can't just run away from it. And I believe that it depends. Sometimes, God sends confirmation from another person, but it's not from that person that's speaking. It's from God that's speaking through them. And sometimes he finds us in a position by ourselves sometimes. And he'd be like, when are you? I mean, he just, you know, sometimes he just be asking me sometimes when I'm by myself. Always when I was by myself, God had showed me some stuff about myself that he wanted me to do, and, you know, and some people will come back with the same confirmation that God had told me. It all depends on who it is that is letting God speak through them and where you're at. Sometimes God just speaks you in the midst, like in a church building, in a building, not a church, because we are the church. And sometimes it happens when you're asleep, when you're awake, in your vision, and when you're by yourself.
All right. We're going to just stand the line. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hello. How's everyone?
Fine.
Good. I'm just thankful for life. Thankful that God woke me this morning, as well as my family, friends. I'm asking for prayer because I have medical problems, and seem like the colder it gets, the worse my body is starting to ache. I'm working at this job as well with people with substance abuse, you know, mental problems and things like that. And it's this one person. I mean, she just wants to challenge me all the time. You know, I went to the director to, you know, speak to her about the situation, you know, because I know how I can get. And I just, I'm not the old person. I'm thankful that I'm not the person I used to be. And that's my thing. I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be. You know, and so many times I've had to bite my tongue from just, like, really just letting this girl have it. And like I told the guy, I mean, the director, I'm not trying to lose my job. You know, I understand these clients supposed to, you know, they have problems and things like that. But at the same time, I feel like I should get respect as well. You know, and she was like, well, this person is bipolar and this and that. I said, well, you know, when it boils down to it, so am I. I said, but I don't go around disrespecting anybody, the staff, clients, or nobody. This, I can't keep going through this, you know. So she was like, well, I'll talk to the female, you know. So she said that she talked to the girl. The girl comes back by, you know, the kitchen and everything, and was like, you know what, it didn't do you no good to talk to her because she said that I can say what I want to you. Hold up. You know, and I'm praying on this thing whether I should just leave this job before I get fired, because if that was the thing, you know, I didn't get a chance, excuse me, to talk to the director again. But I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. You know, and I'm going to ask her, you know, and tell her what this girl said. You know, because if she told her that, then it's time for me to back up and walk.
But you know, now you're the one that's saved. And you know, those are spirits. First of all, if she's bipolar, she has legions. Those are legions of spirits, and you have the authority to take the power and rule over those spirits and cast those spirits into the pit of hell. You have to pray and ask God to give you the strength to take authority over those demons, because those are demons, antagonistic demons. There are demons of lies, confusion. All kind of spirits are in people that have the bipolar. That's why they give them medication. That's why people are regulated on medication. And everybody doesn't believe in the miraculous power of God. Everybody doesn't know that God can heal them. And so until God heals a person that is bipolar, they have to be on their medicine. So you say that you're saved and you're not the person that you used to be, and you know that maybe your supervisor doesn't understand that, but you do. So your job is to pray to God about the job if you want to keep the job.
Amen. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I'm still a babe in Christ, you know. I'm still, like, you know I'm not where I should be, but I'm struggling, you know, and all I can keep doing is fighting for my position because I know where I should be, you know, and
you know where you should be. You know where you should be. You know where you should be in Christ?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes.
Well, then if you know where you should be in Christ, get there.
Okay.
Get to where you need to be in Christ and have the strength that you need. Because if you like your job, you don't want any weapon. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You take authority. And if you don't have what you should have, the first thing you do is meet with your God. God strengthen me so that I can deal with these people, because I like my job. I don't want to leave my job. Help me in this area, this area, this area, this area. I need this. I need that. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I need the Holy Ghost. I need to be filled with your spirit and your power, because the Holy Ghost brings power. Hey, after the Holy Ghost has come, baby, there is power, and you can cast out some demons. You can put some devils to flight. But you said you wanted prayer tonight, and we want to pray with you that God will strengthen you and help you to have all the authority that you need and all the power that you need to take charge over those spirits that are trying to take you out. No, you're not going down without a fight.
That's right.
And all you have to do is open up your mouth. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. He pulls down the strongholds, baby. All we do is believe.
Amen.
So, you know, you want
Amen.
Us to pray with you? That's what you said. You wanted prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Father, we thank you right now for this young lady. We thank you for the fact that she's come on the line to talk about the situations and everything that is on her mind. And right now, we agree together and decree that she will conquer all of these spirits that is in that lady that is coming up against her. We agree and decree right now that she will be everything that she needs to be and more through you, through the God that will help her to conquer every foe. In the name of Jesus, we believe, God, that if she's going to get everything right in her life to be the child of God that she needs to be, she is going to come up, up, up right now, God. Let the hunger for the word come up through her. The Holy Ghost, let the Holy Spirit infiltrate her right now to give her the strength that she needs to be more than a conqueror through you. So right now, we come up against those spirits right now that are in that child, that lady that is possessing her. We take authority over those spirits right now. We say in the name of Jesus, you take your place in the lake. You legions of demons, we come up against you with the blood of Jesus. Where two or three are gathered in my name, he said he would be in the midst. One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. And we don't know how many people are on the line with us praying tonight. So, God, we help her right now. We clean out the atmosphere where she works right now. In the name of Jesus, charge that atmosphere where that lady is. God, you see the spirits. Put those spirits on lockdown, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And bless your child and give her the strength that she needs to go further and further and deeper depths and higher heights than you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And Tia, I do want to tell you, I did hear you about a little over an hour ago on the line. So I was listening. I was listening. I definitely want to tell you that, you know, I just feel how sincere, you know, you are and how you are, you know, changing your life around. And I don't say much, you know, but I do listen. You know,
right.
and I was listening, you know, listening in the process of waiting in the car for the little birthday party. I was listening, and whenever I have the information, I always definitely, you know, call in, and I just listen, you know, to the other prayer lines and everything. And I just want to, you know, commend you, you know, because you said that you want to change, and you're definitely on your way. You know, when you're doing, you know, everything that you need to do. And I just want to tell you that, you know, on behalf of GQ Palace, you know, we are very proud of you. And we
thank
just
you.
Need to transition.
Yeah, I'm just still having my problems with my smoking and the drinking. I got under control. I mean, it doesn't even bother me that I'm not drinking, but the smoking, I just, you know, and I know that I need to stop because it's just, it's just so hard.
It is.
And, you know,
so, you
I
know
keep
what?
Praying about it. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I recommend the Holy Ghost for you.
I can recommend the Holy Ghost and fire, and God will help you, because then you lean and depend on him. After the Holy Ghost has come, you shall receive power. And after that, we just surrender all. He makes it easier for us. Yes, we still have the problems. We all have problems. But when you become a child of the King and give him everything, it makes life so much easier. Yeah, the problems don't go away. The hurt and the pain don't go away. But the faith, the just shall live by faith. It's the faith and the confidence that we have in our Creator. And it helps make things a whole lot better for us. So you keep on keeping on like you're doing. You keep on giving in to God. You keep on giving this up and that up. And he'll take the cigarettes away. He'll take the drink. He takes all of that away. I smoked years ago, 34 years ago. Nobody believes that now. I never see you put a cigarette. Oh, yes, I did. But the day I got the Holy Ghost, I said I'll never pick up another cigarette again. If you save me tonight, God, if you fill me up with your spirit, give me the Holy Ghost, I'll never touch another cigarette. And that was one thing that I promised them that I'd never do, that I never did again.
Amen.
That's just one of many things.
Amen.
That he delivered me from, and I'm here to tell you that he'll deliver you. He's just a step away from you. He's just a breath away from you right now.
Amen. Amen. I'm just going to ask everyone to stay on the line. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back on the air and take some more calls. Amen.
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 This song says, God's mercy kept me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
Yeah.
welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Is everyone still there?
Amen.
Amen. We're just going to bring on another caller as well. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
I'm Pastor Teresa Younger.
Hello. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you all doing?
Doing pretty good.
Great. I'm enjoying the show. I think you said Evangelist Parker. Is it Evangelist?
Yes. Evangelist
Praise
Angela
God.
Parker.
You are truly a woman of God. I'm just enjoying everything that you're saying, the way the Lord is using you to edify. I'm really blessed. I'm really, really blessed by hearing you. So I just want to, that's a testimony for me, just being encouraged, listening to what God is saying through you. I'm just thankful and grateful that another Thanksgiving is coming. My parents have had health scares. They both had heart attacks last year, but they are still here, alive and well. Family is going to be coming in from out of town. You know, so many things have happened throughout the year, but God has kept our families together. We're a lot closer than we were before. You know, of course, any family goes through things, but I just thank God. I'm thankful that we are together, that even though we went through much, we're getting through it and we're growing. So I just want to share that as my testimony of being thankful and grateful for the things that money cannot buy, you know. Listening to the show so far, just wanted to piggyback on what the evangelist said, if that would be okay, just about being called by God calling you. I'm over in the book of Romans in chapter 1, and I'm going to say this before I read it. You know, we have to, like the evangelist said, no one can come into ministry or do any work of God without first hearing his voice. But a lot of times we have people who are in positions in church, and because someone's family is a pastor or such and such is here, you'll have another person saying, you're ready to be here in the pulpit, or you're ready to do this or that. And then sooner or later you'll have deacons who should be pastors, pastors who should be deacons, you know, people who should be on the choir, but they're in the pulpit, and it just becomes a cycle of confusion in what's supposed to be the house of God. Romans in chapter 1, start in verse 9, which says, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit, in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by any means, now at the left, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you." I mean, we can't just go out and just say, hey, well, God called me to be a pastor. God called me to be an evangelist. God called me to be an apostle. God, you know what I mean? It has to be by God's will. We might have good intentions or want to encourage someone, but our flesh can't do anything. Our flesh can't even save ourselves. So we can't lead anybody to Christ. It's God working through us. When we go out and we do it on our own, we're going to be met with all kind of anger and confusion. We have to realize we're dealing with wicked spirits. Wicked spirits, you know, and they don't want to hear the truth. The devil already knows everything about God. He knows the truth. He knows you before you come, what you're going to say, and he already has his plan ready to attack you. So if you don't have the Spirit of God working on your behalf, you're going to fail every time because your flesh cannot be the Spirit. So it has to be by the will of God and by listening to everything that God says in order to be able to make it. Because what will happen is in verse Romans chapter 1 and verse 22, it'll say you'll be professing yourself to be wise, but to become a fool, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like a corruptible man. You know, and that's what happens a lot of times. You have to have a teachable spirit. When someone who is telling you something right, you might not even want to hear it, but you can't come with an attitude and well, thank you, but I got it. You know, you have to have a teachable spirit. You have to be able, like the evangelist said, you have to be taught. I love you, woman of God, for sharing your testimony and saying how long you've been in ministry, but you're still learning. And that's the truth. There's no way you can continuously pour out if you're not continuously being poured into. So I just wanted to really, really amplify that. That was so powerful. You hear, it's a lot of leaders out here would not admit what that woman of God just said. She's still learning. You have so many who think they know it all. And I have to agree, we're constantly learning. I make mistakes. I get weary sometimes, but I don't give up or give out. You have to go back to your first love, which is God. And to that woman of God that called in, Ms. T, you be encouraged. You be encouraged. And just for every other caller on the line, just remember that you have to be willing and able. A lot of us are able but are not willing. A lot of us are willing but are not able. And to become able, just realize that all your help comes from God. You're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That everything is possible through God who strengthens you. So realize who God is in you. That's what's going to make you able. And once you become able, then the willingness will come after. Because if you don't feel like you're able to do something, a lot of times we won't do it. But when you realize you're able and that you can, then your willpower will come in. I'm not going to take too long, but I just wanted to amplify what the evangelist said, share my testimony. I'm really enjoying the show. Lavinia, I have been praying for you. Lavinia, I don't know why I add an I-N-A to your name. I have been praying for you, and you truly have been in my spirit, you and Rich. I'm just thankful for what God is doing. I see the growth of GQ Palace, Spiritual Sunday. Those are being blessed. It's a great work, and I love you all so much. Thank you so much for letting me talk.
You're welcome. Just hold on 1 second. I think Evangelist Parker might be muted, and I'm trying to get her off. I just want to make sure. Evangelist Parker, can you hear me? Evangelist Parker? Okay. I think she's muted somehow. All right, so what we're going to do, I'm going to continue to try and get her off mute so that she can come on the air and definitely respond. but I definitely want to thank you for sharing your testimony. And we were kind of doing the show today because Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And there's a lot of people, you know, that don't have their parents with them, their family members with them. And, you know, they're feeling, you know, depressed, or they're just feeling, you know, just out of it. And they have this, you know, I don't really want to say depressed. It's just like a down, like they're down in their spirit. You know, they're not, you know, that smiling, you know, they're not smiling walking around. You know, they have like this sad look on their face, you know. And I just wanted to definitely make sure that they understood, you know, that we keep them in prayers every day. And just because, you know, one of your family members are not here, you know, because my dad's not here either, you know, but I know that he's looking down and he's happy, you know, with all that I've done thus far. So I'm definitely, you know, excited about that. Evangelist Park, are you there?
Yes, I'm here now.
Okay. We were working hard trying to get you off mute. We were working hard. I was talking slow. I'm like, okay, all right, okay. What's going on? I don't see you, but, you know, welcome back anyway. Were you able to hear the caller?
No, I wasn't. I just heard you say a few words. I've been off all that time.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I want to repeat everything I said. I'll just amplify what I said with her.
It was for you, Evangelist Parker. It was no accident
that her call dropped. That's just how busy. See, when you're doing what God wants you to do, stuff like that is going to happen. The devil, he has the right to come and offer temptations. And so, you know, he has the right to come and try to convince you to not do it. But, you know, that's a prime example of how we have to continue to try and hear the voice of God. I was just saying to you, Evangelist, I was so thankful and blessed by your words of encouragement, and something you said stood out to me of when you said that you, how long you've been in ministry since 1988, and you're still learning. And a lot of pastors and stuff, they won't admit that. They won't admit you have them thinking they're perfect and you're the only one making mistakes, you know, but just for you to say, hey, I'm still learning. I have to be poured into constantly to be pouring out. That truly blessed my spirit. And I had shared some brief encouragements with the ladies who called in and just all the callers of when God called you in the ministry, it is, you said it best. It has to be God who teaches you, who leads you, because what happens when we go in there on our own, I shared the book of Romans in chapter 1, when we go on our own and we're not listening to God, we're going to profess ourselves as wise, and what's going to happen, we're going to look like a fool. Change the image of the uncorruptible God into the image of man. And when what happens is we try to bring God into flesh, and we can't do that because we go faith to faith, glory to glory, and the only way we can do it is by faith, and that comes from hearing the Word of God, constantly hearing Him. And so I just shared that briefly for everyone to be encouraged. That woman of God who said she had a few things she had to deal with, be encouraged and know her ability that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. When the ability is there, then the willingness will come, because a lot of us are able but not willing, and a lot are willing but not able. So the ability has to come first. When you know you can do it, guess what, you will. But if you don't know you can do it, you won't. And so I just shared that briefly. But I love you so much, Evangelist. You truly bless my spirit.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I enjoyed hearing what you had to say as well.
I'm being able to hear it, right?
Yeah. Because I was just off somewhere in La La Land. I just said, I'll just stay here on the phone. You know, I didn't.
Oh.
That's where patience comes in. Patience is a virtue. You know, we just hang up and do whatever. But, yes, while we're talking here, Martha is sending me messages, and I'm trying to type and talk to her and on the line at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing, talking to Martha while y'all had me on hold.
Well, yeah, she did hang up, and I'm happy that she definitely is able to communicate, you know, with you, and you're definitely gonna, you know, I'm gonna say give it to her correctly. You know, I'm going to say that because, you know, sometimes people, you know, they tend to sugarcoat things. And that's the one thing I do love about you is that you don't sugarcoat anything. You find a nice way to say things, you know, but you still give it the truth, you know. And I think that that's one thing that's so powerful, you know, about you is that you can talk and you can understand the realness. You know, you can understand that you're not just going to yes me, and you're not going to agree with me when you know that what I'm saying is something wrong, or you just disagree with it. You know, and I definitely commend you for that, and I thank you for, you know, definitely speaking to Martha. We're going to bring on another call and just, you know, relay the message, because she was texting me, and I kind of stopped texting. So just, you know, if you relay the message that we're going to pray for her anyway. You know,
she's
going to
leave me
a
telephone number now, so
Before you bring in that caller, Lavinia, can I say something right quick, real quickly?
Okay, go ahead.
We have to have a teachable spirit. You have to know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. And like the woman of God said, we have to exercise patience. You have to. We can't serve God when we feel like it. Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to spend a couple of minutes here and I'm going to do this and then that. We have to have a teachable spirit every time. So just be encouraged, every caller, know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of error bring about confusion and contention, but the spirit of truth is peace and understanding, and like Evangelist said, patience. I'm going to say that and leave it alone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to bring on another caller.
Oh,
right. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hey, how you doing? This is Apostle Marcus Dupree. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
Oh, Lord be God, I'm glad to be here tonight, amen. And God bless you, Sister Lavinia, and even as far as our guest speaker tonight, amen.
Yeah.
I didn't get to hear much of getting on from service tonight, but just glad to be here, and just want to just encourage your heart as well as you, while you encourage ours, amen, to keep on being you and just continue to do what God has called you to do, and greater things are coming. Amen. You know, He called you for a reason, and it's not by mistake. And there's a lot more inside of us than we, more than meets the eyes, I should say. Sometimes we can discredit what's, you know, in us, or not realize there's so much more in us than we're not even scratching the surface. So just want to just say God bless you and greetings to you. Amen. And everyone else who's listening to, Mrs. Teresa and everyone else. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to say, I mentioned to T, but I did hear her tonight, you know, and I called in and I was listening, you know, and I was, and I told, I don't say much, I just listen. And I was listening until I had to hang up and do the show tonight. But if you wouldn't mind just giving out the information for your program.
Amen. Thank you. We are Eagles Wings International Ministries. We are a church without walls. And we have service Monday night, Sunday night, either at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and Tuesday night is 7:15 Eastern Standard. And the phone number is 812-862-6789. The code is 448-073. And I'll say it one more time. The number is 218-862-6789. Code is 448-073. And once again, we're Eagles Wings International Ministries, a church without walls. Amen. And we just love God and love His Word and love sharing the Word of God with His people and grow together. Amen. That's what we're about.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we do have our special guest is Evangelist Angela Parker with us. And what we tried to do this evening was put together a show where people can call in and talk about being thankful. You know, when people say, you know, what are you thankful for? You know, the holidays are coming right around the corner, and there's a lot of people that are, you know, depressed and sad and just feeling down because some of their loved ones aren't here to share, you know, some of the holidays with them. So I figured that we could just come together and just, you know, say what we're thankful for, and if there's words of encouragement that you can give someone who is feeling, you know, this type of way, you know, with the holidays coming, you know, what would you say to them?
Okay.
Well, first of all, I would just definitely tell them embrace the time of Thanksgiving. You know, just a time of sharing, a time of being grateful for even for life. You know, just because there's a lot of people that's in the grave right now wish they had a chance to be this, to even see this time of year. So, just being thankful for life itself is a blessing by itself, and it is to enjoy it with whoever's around with you. Sometimes we have so many people who's wrong, who's hurting, who just need somebody to share that moment with them. But sharing that love, you know, is a very key thing, too. And sometimes, because you might be the bright light that someone just needs in their life just to make a difference. So our difference is to share that time with others. Amen. It makes it real special. Because a lot of times people get very lonely around this time of year because they may have family who's far off. And maybe some things happen up to the holidays that may cause a bit of division. Someone just needs to know someone cares about them as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't hear that question.
Say it again.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that question. I'm so sorry. Could I share that quick?
Sure, go ahead. The question is for everyone. Everyone can, you know, everyone can comment, you know, on it. Anyone can give words of encouragement. You know, what we're trying to do is just, you know, uplift their spirits, you know, keep them motivated, keep them encouraged with the different things that they're going through. And an example I'll give is, you know, like Evangelist Stevens, you know, this, you know, she'll be, Thanksgiving is here and she doesn't have her mom. So, you know, I believe that she's feeling, you know, some type of way because her mom's not here. So we definitely want to, you know, encourage each other. But in the process, because the show is live and we do have a lot of callers, a lot of listeners, so just make sure that you guys, you know, if it's something that you want to do, that's fine. If you just want to say what you're thankful for, that's fine. You know, it's not mandatory. It's just something that I believe that will help someone else that may be going through that feeling and having a hard time just dealing with it around the holidays.
Yes, it definitely will. I'll say this. I haven't, I can't say I know what she feels like to lose her mother or anyone else, but I did lose my grandmother, and she was like a mother to me, and it was very, very hard. But as I started getting closer and closer to God, I started to look through the things that I couldn't see with my eyes. You know, a lot of times we can get so caught up in having to hold on to something we can see and to validate us, to make us smile and make us happy. And when the things that we cannot see, excuse me, when the things that we can see go away or let us down, whether it's a person, a place, or a thing, we tend to believe that we're not worthy or that we lose our sense of worth. So my encouragement, what has helped me, and I feel would help you all as well, is to remember where God is inside of you. Look to the things of the Spirit, like joy and peace and patience. Just pray and cry out to God. And most importantly, don't let what you cannot do stop you from doing what you can do. Maybe you don't have everything you want today, but that doesn't mean you can't still pray and praise God for it and be thankful for the things that you do have, you know, or like if people who have lost their parents, you know, it's a hurtful thing. It is. So just say, God, you know, I don't understand. If you don't understand, say you don't understand. The main thing is to always admit how you feel. You know, don't say you're okay with it if you're not, but pray. It's so important to pray. And if you have a good support system, people that, like this line right here, I believe, like I said, Lavinia, GQ Palace is doing very well, and it's a great outlet. People from thousands of miles away have been so much more encouraging to me than a lot of people close to me. And being able to call in and someone says, even though I don't know you, but I want to let you know I'm praying for you. I care how you feel. I'm going to let you speak. And that helps. So look to those priceless things, and that will give you some sense of comfort. Will the pain ever go away? No, because you're human. But God, if you keep on praying and trusting him, it will be okay. He didn't promise you were going to come here, that you weren't going to go through things, that it was going to be easy. He didn't promise that. He promised you will make it. He'll be faithful to you. If you're faithful to him, no matter what you're going through, you'll get through it. And that's my word of encouragement. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to say I was supposed to be going home for the holidays. Kind of down a little bit about that, but I'm also happy and blessed because now I get to spend it with my daughter and my grandson. You know, things do come up where you can't, you know, make the move or make that travel. So I will be spending it with my daughter and my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is, we were all just trying to get together because it's like seven of us left. All we have is each other, siblings. And I'm the baby of them all, and, you know, we were just trying to get everybody together because it's been 13 years since everyone was together.
Mm-hmm.
So now it'll be in April I was with everyone was together except one. Now this Thanksgiving it'll be everybody but me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually when it's our time and when God sees fit, we'll all be together again.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so I'm not counting it as a loss.
Mm-mm.
I'm counting it as a blessing because I'm still going to be with my loved ones. Even
mm-hmm.
if it was friends, I would still be with my loved ones.
Mm-hmm. And even if you weren't with anybody, you still
exactly.
you have the activity of your
life.
Limbs, you got your mind, you got
life.
Your health, you know.
Yes.
Even if it's just you by yourself. I'm
yes.
planning all my stuff as one person, and I'm just as happy as yeah. I can be. Putting up my old Christmas stuff, getting lights and digging out things and setting things up, celebrating the birth of Jesus, being thankful right now for what
Amen.
God has done. Tap into
Amen.
The you.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Tap into you. If we would start tapping into us and really
yes.
finding out who we are, some of us get so much gratification off of helping this and doing this. And I've worked for my sister and brother, my mama, and I did for my grandma, and my grandma did. Tap into you.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes uh-huh. we need to find out just who am I? I say, who
uh-huh.
is Angie? Tap into you. And you will find out that God did a great job when he created you.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So celebrate you a little bit in this Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Uh-huh. You can walk, you can talk, and, you know, you might not be able to be with everybody that you love. But, look, hi, I'm here. Hi. Hello, everybody. Jesus, look, I'm here. Then if you want to go and feed some people, go to the soup line and go down to the kitchen, Jerry's Kitchen, Salvation Army, and pass out some food and whatever and make you feel real good about yourself. Go
Amen.
Give some blankets away or something. It is so many things while we can enjoy life. We're not over in the Philippines now. Just got through having a typhoon.
Yes, amen.
We're not looking for rubble. Our relatives from up under rubble and lost your everything that you own up under it. So it's so much to be grateful for. So I'm just saying, while you're doing things, tap into who you are. And that'll be a blessing, too, because some of us don't even know who we are. We might find out something when we start researching. What do I like? What do you enjoy? I don't know what I enjoy because I always do everything for everybody else.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We're gonna, we're just going to bring on another caller. Welcome to Cheeky Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Barita Allen.
Hello. Welcome to Spiritual Sunday.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
All right.
I just wanted to call in and encourage people. You know, I know this is a time of season where people get sad because of their loved ones and things like that. But the way I see it, if you celebrate each day like it's a holiday and don't make one special day or one special season a time to be thankful, then I don't think a person would go through that. We have partners in prayers. We get up in the morning very early. We pray. We pray for others, you know, and start your day off like that. I'm talking about it will make your spirit happy. It will make you happy. You know, do something. Study the word. Take the word with you when you leave the house, you know. I used to get in the elevator with these big corporate people and everything, and they look so mean. And I would say, good morning. Nobody would speak or anything. So, you know, I said, start doing, God bless you, have a lovely day. Everybody, when they see me coming, they just cheer up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you celebrate each and every day. My mother's gone, my father's gone, even a half sister's gone. And I don't mourn because I know they're in a better place.
Yes.
And I celebrate every day. I give praise to God. I sit more into the word of God now that I'm on my own. Well, retired, put it that way. I'm retired and everything, but you got to don't dwell on the negative. You know, it's so many positive things that you can do for the Lord instead of moping. That's how the devil wants you to be. He wants you to be like that.
Amen.
You know, he gives me so much peace of mind. You know, I've been a mother. I've been a sister. I've been a grandmother. I'm talking about those are wonderful things. I never thought I would live long enough to see myself grow that way. And I just want to encourage everybody, use every day like it's a special day. Don't wait for Thanksgiving to be thankful. Don't wait for Christmas to give.
Amen.
You can give all year round.
That's right.
And so that's my encouragement for the people out there.
Well, thank you, Verita. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She's part of Partners in Prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. As soon as she said Partners in Prayer, I knew. I know that name.
She
said that. I knew exactly. And she does have a lot of valid points, you know, and for everyone that is listening, all of the words of encouragement, you know, I hope that everyone does take it to heart and just, you know, consider what they're saying. You know, as hard as it might be, you know, for some people, you know, it's kind of sad that, you know, around the holidays is the only time when, you know, like you'll really miss someone, you know, when as soon as something happens, you know, they're not there. You know, my dad has been gone over 10 years. And I don't just think about him, you know, when the holidays come. I think about him every day, you know, every single day. And we had a show on Friday, and I was just boo-hooing in tears after the show because I was just overwhelmed with emotions. And, you know, and then I just sat and I just prayed to myself, and I said, you know what, you got to stop crying so much, you know, when you talk about him and, you know, because you miss him. You got to stop it. You know, you got to stop it. He's in a better place. He's not, you know, he's not struggling. He's not in pain. And then I just sat to myself and I said, what are you crying for? You know, I know it sounds bad, but I said, you know, what am I crying for? Because I want to say the last 10 years that he had walked out of my life, I hadn't even seen him until he was on his deathbed. And he wasn't able to talk to me or anything, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. So when I was sitting and I was crying, then I caught my friend and she was like, can I ask you why you're crying? You know, and I couldn't even tell her why I was crying because I honestly didn't know. You know, I didn't really know. And then I just said to myself, you know, God, just take away the feeling that I'm having, you know, and just I have to find peace and closure with the fact that he's in a better place. You know, and then as I was getting older, I just kept telling myself, like, all right, I didn't even know him, really, when my teenage, you know, years came into play. So am I crying because I didn't know him? You know, am I crying because he picked up and started a new family, you know, and left us behind? What am I crying for? So it was a lot of different emotions. But I just want to say, you know, that I'm not going to say I'm going through it because the holidays is here. I'm just going through it every day because I need to find closure with myself with dealing with the situation. I think that's kind of what my feelings.
Spirits of despair will try to come in, spirits of unrest, spirits of heaviness. We have to rebuke that stuff. The Bible says, put on a garment of praise to lift up the spirit of heaviness. And sometimes spirits will just try to take over and come in and make us depressed, oppressed, negativity. Spirits of negativity will come. But we have to think about the scripture that says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will shall continually be in my mouth. Lift that thing up off of you. We don't have to accept everything that Satan brings. We don't have to accept every time something negative comes. We don't have to glow gloom and doom because it comes. Resist the devil and he will flee.
Amen.
Whether it's a loved one, my mother died in a tragedy. My brother hurt my mother and she died. And for 3 years, it was very hard for me. But the Lord, he healed me. He healed me from that. And I don't go thinking, oh, this is my mother's birthday in July, or this and this and that. I don't even go there.
Right, right.
You know, because sometimes we will find stuff just to be sad about. Stop it. Don't do it anymore. Anybody that's listening on the air, don't do it. Rejoice. And then again, I say rejoice. There are too many things in life that's just going to come up on us and catch up off guard and throw us off kilter. But we don't have to just take things to be sad about. Be happy.
Amen.
Be happy. Amen. Be happy. Say, well, when I'm happy, happy because you can breathe. Happy because you still got your right mind. Happy.
Amen. Amen. We're going to bring on another caller.
All right.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, yes, good evening. This is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
Hi.
I am accepting that everyone in this line is spiritually, physically, financially, and emotionally happy. Even though you may not seem that way, we are all in agreement that this is how it is, because this is how it will be, and this is the way it's supposed to be. My testimony for tonight is this. I have been myself through all types of valleys, under all kinds of stones and all kinds of pressures. At this time, I should be a diamond because I was under so much pressure being a pole. And what my thing is this. I've heard several statements and several things said tonight. Whereas we can accept defeat or we can defeat the defeated. My thing is this. I have gone through a lot of changes in my life, and I have burdened lots of emotions that I thought I would never be able to give up. But through the prayers and through mediation and through God's Holy Spirit showing me the things that I needed to do, I was able to get rid of those negativities and concentrate more on the positive things that is going on in my life. If I wasn't able to forgive right now, I don't know where I would be or what prison system I would be in, but I was able to forgive. And along with forgiving, I was actually able to get rid of the hurt. The hurt that troubled and bothered me for years, I was able to get rid of that hurt. I did not forget, and I'm not going to forget what happened. But when I do remember what happened now, it's not a hurtful feeling that I have, but it's more of I have conquered that part of my life, and I'm now ready to go on with the next challenge that God has for me.
All right.
Again, I didn't forget. I didn't forget, but I was able to remove the hurt, that pain that burdened me for a long time because of what I allowed other people to do to me. What I'm doing now is not allowing people to do to me. I'm allowing God to work through me because I understand greater is he that is in me than that which is in the world. And if we allow that outside pressure to cave us in, we're going to be like that pipe that is flat. And once that pipe is flattened, it's hard for that circulation to go through that pipe. So we have to be strong within, allow God to work within to balance the pressure that's outside so that that pipe maintains its integrity and we will continue to have that perfect flow between us and God.
Yeah.
And as long as we have that, we will not be broken. We are already victorious, and I understand that. I'm still a physical being, and I'm going to continue to do some physical things. But the good thing about it is that I do less of those physical things to the point where as I grow, it's going to be down to almost like 1% compared to where it was 99% that I was doing things in the world. So I'm down now to that 1%, and I'm working on that 1%. And by being able to hear GT Powers and the Spiritual Sundays and all the positive reinforcement, I am 100% positive that I'm going to conquer this 1%, and I'm going to move on to the level that God wants me to be in. Do not allow these negative things to hurt you and continue to burden you. Give it up. Give up that spirit. Give it up. Let go of it. Remember, but don't allow it to ruin your life. And don't allow it to cause you relationships that can help you rather than hinder you. God bless you all. I love you all truly from the heart. And
amen.
I pray and I ask God to continue to put a hedge of protection around you. And I see the blood of Jesus on everyone here on this phone.
Amen.
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 All right, babe. You made me cry on Friday. On Sunday, about to make me cry again. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Wow.
But I must say the good part about it was I was able to take what we spoke about on the air on Friday and was able to sit with my niece and with my daughter, and we were able just to talk about, you know, like life itself, you know, mm-hmm. and the fact that like a father not being there, you know, and you missing, you feeling like you're missing out and everything. And it was really powerful. When I tell you, we stayed up all night and I felt good. You know, I felt really, really good because it was a deep conversation and speaking to, you know, two 21-year-olds and, you know, it was a different type of conversation because when they were little, we weren't able to talk like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like I'm talking to two women and we're sitting here and we're having a conversation. It's a deep conversation where only thing I kept praying for was I hope that, you know, they take everything that I'm saying, you know, from everything I'm saying, take what's important. You know, take what's important, and you have to forgive, and you have to heal, you know, in order for you to continue on. You can't, you know, hold on to the fact that, okay, well, you know, he wasn't there for me, and, you know, he
mm-hmm.
helped me, but yeah, he's taking care of his other children, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say thank you, Dave, you know, and thank you to Rich Money, you know, it's his show on Friday, because that helped me, you know. It was hurting initially because it was some points that I was just like shaking, like, oh, I'm mad, you know, I was extremely
mm-hmm.
emotional with it, you know, but then afterwards when I sat and I thought about it and I just said, no, God, just give me the answer, why am I crying, you know, like, and then to be able to sit with the girls and for them to tell me like how they're feeling, you know, about their dads and stuff, it was like, wow. So it was a big thing and it was a deep conversation, and I'm thankful that we were able to have that conversation. And I don't know, it felt a little weird initially, you know, because these are, you know, I have three, but they're my two little ones. I call them little, but they're 21, you know, both of them 21
mm-hmm.
years old, and they both have minds of their own, you know, boyfriends and living their life and going to college and everything. But, you know, it was something that was bothering me, you know, with the way that they were operating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wait a minute, you know, do I call a spiritual leader up and get them on the phone and let them just tell you exactly what I know that they're going to tell you because I'm about to tell you the same thing, you know, or do I just take the time and tell you the same thing since it was 2:00 in the morning, you know. So I took my time and we, you know, we had a wonderful conversation. And you know, with Thanksgiving, you know, coming around the corner and, you know, neither one of their dads being here, you know, with them, and most of us will be working on Thanksgiving. You know, I think it was important, you know, and I just,
I'm thankful for the growth, you know, for my growth that God has given me the strength and the patience and just the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to sit with them and talk to them, you know, because it's something that deep I don't usually sit and talk to them about. I can talk to, you know, my patients at the job. We talk all day about, you know, parents being there and not being there and medication and stuff like that. But to be able to talk to, you know, my own girls, you know, that I raised, it felt good, and I'm happy of, you know, my growth. You know, my growth to be able to sit and not be judgmental, you know, because I already knew what the situation was, but to be able to hear exactly what they're saying and then be able to help them with their healing of, okay, I can't forget about what happened, you know, but I have to forgive you in order for me to continue, you know, because you're holding on to it. You're holding on to that feeling, you know, that feeling of being left out, that feeling of being abandoned, you know, the feeling that's gonna hurt you when you go into your own relationship, you know, or when you start, you know, dating, because, you know, for them the big thing is, I want to date, you know. But I had to tell them that, okay, you want to date, but at the same time, you're not even healed yet. Your heart is still broken. Your mind is still going a mile a minute. And, you know, I had to say it was kind of like baggage, kind of, because this is the bad feeling that you have. And
the
when you
spirit
try
of
to
abandonment
go into,
is there, yeah.
It is. And when I tell you, I
felt
it. The
curse has to be broken.
You know, I felt it myself, you know. And when I talked to, you know, my niece and to my daughter, I understood that they felt it, you know. And the sad part was is that the fear of abandonment that came from a man in each of our situations, you know. And that was a cycle that, as weird as it sounds, you know, my oldest daughter, you know, her dad was in her life until she was 12, and then he moved away, and then it became the distant relationship. It wasn't that every weekend I got to see you. It was distant, you know, out of state, you know, and I didn't realize how much it bothered her, you know. I didn't realize it. I knew that I saw a change in her as she was growing up, and even when she had birthdays and proms, and I understood it, you know, and then we shared the holidays, I understood it, but I didn't understand how deep that problem was until the other night. That's when I really understood it, you know. And then we're talking to, you know, my niece, that's my brother's daughter, speaking to her and, you know, just, you know, getting her up here, you know, from out of state, and then bringing her up here and raising her, I didn't realize how hurt she was, you know, and how hurt she was with the fact that, yes, I'm living with auntie, but auntie's not my mom or my dad, you know, but auntie welcomed her and took her into the house and raised her, you know. So I am going to ask, you know, for, you know, words of encouragement, you know, to both of them, you know, because it was the abandonment that now I can say that was a cycle, you know, because it happened to me, then it happened to my daughter, it happened to my niece, and it was a cycle. And
it's a generational curse, but it can be broken.
Right.
And these things are real. They happen for real. But God can go down in there and curse that root. And this is where it comes into spirituality. And by faith, you can be healed. She can be healed. Everybody can be healed. When we come together and understand what our problem is, see, you've identified the problem. Some people are hurting and mad at the world, and they don't know why they're mad.
Yes.
But see, this is the spirit of abandonment. I'm mad. My daddy left, my daddy gone, my mama gone, whoever, and I'm upset about it. So then we know what the problem is, and then we go to God. And we ask for healing. And see, then when that healing takes place, it doesn't matter what has happened to us. We do overcome, because we are overcomers through the blood of the Lamb. So that is a wonderful situation that you all went through, and it's a wonderful thing that you identify what it is, so now you can work at it and stay blessed and have a positive feeling and know that that's over. But see, things can't be behind us, and they don't have to. We don't have to worry about that anymore, because it's something that we had and something that we felt, but there is another side to the story. And that's the side where we overcome. So that was wonderful that you all got to talk about it and get some relief, because that's the beginning of healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Communication is a wonderful thing. everybody. It's nothing like communicating and telling the truth about a situation. When you tell the truth, that's freedom right there.
That's right.
You know, that's why people paying these psychiatrists all this money. They go and sit on the couch and just yabby, and they get up, oh, I feel better. And then the psychiatrist getting all that money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But it's really us communicating and talking out loud and expressing what we feel.
Awesome.
Amen. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful avenue that you have right here, sister, because it's helping people to just talk and talk out some of the things that's on their mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I think that, you know, with me dealing with the kids at my job, it's the communication, you know, is getting better. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that the key to a lot of, you know, our homes is the communication, you know, communicating with our children, you know, knowing where they're coming from, understanding what they're doing, and understanding why are they mad at the world.
Right.
Why do they feel some kind of way? And I think that that's, you know, I think that that's important, and I definitely feel good because even with them, the walk and the talk, you know, to me, they showed that they were fine, but now I can see that it's like a sigh of relief, you know, of I'm not alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful thing, and I'm definitely happy with it, and I feel better, you know, about it. And, you know, and I'm also happy that, you know, the communication with the kids are getting better, and the growth that God has given me is getting better, and I feel good.
Amen.
I feel good about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
We're going to bring on another caller.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Dr. Silva, I'm a member of Partners in Prayer Global Ministries.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Partner.
Welcome.
Praise the Lord.
My
You're
spiritual
welcome.
God. I've been enjoying the program. I'm, and the things that were being said, I've been going through similar things. But I found something tonight after hearing you, Evangelist Davina. I want to share something. I want to share what I found. And here it is. It's a quote. Some of us have come to realize that our one and only true purpose in life is to live in harmony with other human beings and inspire healing. This is what Evangelist Parker does on the Partners in Prayer Global Ministries. It's the healing and deliverance line. And if you can take it, you're able to make it through everything. We're part of a vine, but as the word also says, we're part of a vine, the bigger vine being Jesus Christ. But we can't make it without one another.
Yeah.
And this includes all relationships, beginning with the relationship we have with ourselves. The information we have stored in our emotional body. And I understand that you're going through certain things. The crying is good. This time of year, the adversary, and I'm basing this on my experience alone, he tries to get you to doubt everything that's going on. So the tears come in. I think it's good because you're washing, you're cleaning, you're purging yourself. God made us cry for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a healing process. And this healing process is going to help you in your relationship with your children. The information we have stored in our emotional body is the key to our freedom from suffering and the bridge to wholeness. The path of the heart must be felt. You have to feel the things you feel in order to be whole. And this is what this is what I've learned from being on the Partners in Prayer for years. You have to feel what you feel. You can't hide it. I found out yesterday something about myself that I had hidden, and it was so real in my heart. My healing began yesterday morning over something so simple, but as I was going through the day and going over it and over it, I was allowed to express how I feel, and you'd be surprised that adults, oftentimes we're not allowed to do that even with our peers.
Yes.
Say, okay, wait a minute. I heard what you said, but you're saying what I feel, and you don't understand what I feel, so will you please shut up and listen to how I feel about what I'm feeling?
Yes.
Okay? So, and it requires compassion, honesty, and bravery to express the things that are in your heart, because a lot of times people will reject what we're saying only because we reject the healing for ourselves, because a lot of times we don't think we're worth. We don't think people are going to understand, because our situations, as they see it, are so dramatic and so dire that they don't understand why we still have joy, but you have to hold on to the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Whatever we're going through before we were even born, we have to know that God ordained everything. He just gave us a choice of how we're going to deal with certain situations in our life. And it's not an easy path, but probably the most rewarding, especially mm-hmm. when we pass our healing on to future generations, is the mm-hmm. most rewarding, healing, delivering kind of freedom that you could ever experience.
That's right.
This wasn't exactly the quote that God's ministering to me as I was looking at it. But all I know is that if we're true to God, God will help us be true to ourselves. He will go into those corners, and you might have to dig it out. And for a couple of times, you have to say, ouch, 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 it hurts so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's another step for me in my healing process. And so many things we go through is because of our choices. The tears come because, Lord, if you just give me another chance. But a lot of times we don't have a chance to do things over. So we have to accept the fact that we're responsible for our choice.
And
I just want to encourage you, let the tears, you know, this Thanksgiving, do something different. Put thoughts and quotes in them. Little box or on a plate and have your children pick it up and ask them, okay, what do you feel about this? Be real with each other and let them pick their own issue to deal with anonymously, and then let them dig inside themselves and share, well, Mom, you know this and that, and I really need God to help me with this and that. And just let the healing process begin. Let the tears flow. We all have these brick walls where we don't want to see anyone see us cry or hurt, and we have these false smiles. But eventually, if rain is hitting bricks enough, the mortar loosens up and the brick falls.
Amen.
And my encouragement is just go on with Jesus, hold on, hang on to him, and nothing that you do, you're doing on your own. You have God behind you, in front of you, on each side of you, goodness and mercy on either side to hold you up and carry you through.
Amen.
So that's the part that I have been listening. I don't talk much, but I thank God for it.
That's all right. Amen.
I thank God for human relationships.
Yeah.
I thank God for the harmony. I thank God for this. This is a time when we can love people, help people, even if we don't have finance. There's so many different ways that we can help people, and that's just by encouraging them to hold on. One Thanksgiving does not a Thanksgiving make. One holiday season does not a holiday season make. If you don't have it, you don't have it, but you always got Jesus, and you always got prayer to pass on.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have a lot of partners in prayer ministry here tonight. If one of you wouldn't mind just giving the information.
Yes. About Partners in Prayer?
Oh, yes.
Yes, Partners in Prayer Global Ministries is a ministry that I've been doing now for about 17 years and helping people, teaching people. Some people come on the line, they don't know how to pray, they want to learn how to pray, they want to learn how to trust God. And in Partners in Prayer Global Ministries, we kind of emphasize healing, deliverance, and with our main emphasis is prayer. We pray every morning, Monday through Friday. We meet on the prayer line at 6:45 Eastern Time, 5:45 Central, so on and so forth. And we encourage prayer. We open up with prayer, but we encourage practical living, how to live, how to trust God, to be rapture ready, getting people for more than just the material things of life, but helping people through situations. We read the Bible. We're reading it. A book we call Breaking Free at Last, and that's Breaking the Cycle of Generational Curses. And
we're dealing with that, and then we have Jesus calling. We deal with my utmost for his highest. You know, we're heavy hitters. But it's simple people, meaning the basic principles of salvation and teaching them how to become very, very spiritual giants in God. That is every Monday through Thursday. It's called the Real Partners in Prayer. Those are people that are serious about praying and want to get up out of that bed and want to be real intercessors, because that's the key to any profession in the Holy Ghost. In the church, if you can't pray, you can't last. If you can't say you're going to be a minister and you have no prayer life, I beg to differ with you, and I'll argue with anybody. If you don't have a prayer life, how can you communicate with God? Then on Fridays, we do healing and deliverance every Friday for partners in prayer, and that's open to the public. That's open to any and everybody, the ones that want to come on every now and then, or people that just read about us on Facebook, emails, Twitter. We pray for you for whatever your issue is. You need a miracle, you need healing, whatever it may say, you're oppressed, depressed, we pray for you right then on the spot. And then on Saturdays, we do a lot of different things. We do real talk, we do woman to woman, man to man, and we have a third Saturday event. And on Sundays, we do a church with our walls. We've been doing that for quite a while. So that is our church, and we are a church with our walls. Partners in Prayer, we own our 501c3 as a church with our walls. We have no boundaries. And, you know, we're a trailblazer. Partners in Prayer is a trailblazer. And many people have seen what we're doing, and they're doing it as well. And so that's mostly what I can say about Partners in Prayer. And if anybody's interested and it's something they want to pray more, they want to be more, they just want to get with people that believe in God and that are fighting to be spiritually blessed and motivated and stimulated, you just hit me up, Evangelist Angela Parker from Florissant, Missouri, on Facebook. And then we'll talk about what you're looking for, what your aspirations, and you want to be on Partners in Prayer Monday through Thursdays, you're welcome. Anybody is invited. It doesn't matter what your church background is, because we teach the Bible, period.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to use this time to just open up the floor for anyone that has any announcements, anything that they have going on that they'd like the callers and listeners to support, if you guys would give that information.
I just wanted to get the number of advantages, the information that you gave out. I just wanted to ask if there's a telephone number so that we can call them.
Evangelist Parker.
Yes.
Do you want them? Do you want to give out the number? Or do you want the person to send you the request on Facebook?
They can send me the request on Facebook for Monday through Thursday. That's the private one where everybody, we call it the Real Partners in Prayer. Those are people that are serious about being on the line with us. That you call me for. But on Fridays through the weekend, we're 559-726-1200, and the code is 454-102. 559-726-1200. We have
okay.
The same number but a different code for Monday through Thursday. That's the one
okay.
You have to. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is hit me up on Facebook or call me.
Okay.
You can call me on my cell phone, 314. What is my cell phone number? Y'all help me. 441-9811. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
okay.
Tell me, you know, this is what you want to do. Because, see, we don't mind. God changed that one to the Real Partners in Prayer. That means we real. We real, we raw. We deal with issues. I don't sugarcoat things, like you said. If you need some help and you really want some help, come on.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot be playing and acting like you want some help, because we will dive down into what the problem is. And then we find out what the problem is, and we go there and we bring the solution. And the solution is Jesus. He's the solution to everything.
Amen.
Amen. Anything else, sir?
Oh, no. Awesome. When you say you dived down to the problem, you kind of
mm-hmm.
just brought something to mind. Is when Jesus went down and took care of that situation down there before he went to heaven, before he went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so all this, listen, you can dive down, you can swim, you can get a submarine, but we're going to get to the bottom of this time, and I appreciate that. Oh, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, that's what we do in the Real Partners in Prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
On Saturday, we have Woman to Woman on Saturday, so any women that want to come on the line on Saturday, whatever your issue is, we had real talk this last week, and that was men and women, and that was wonderful. This time it's going to be woman to woman this Saturday. So any women come and want to talk about whatever, why you hit your brother upside the head, why you beat the cat, hit the rat, whatever. Talk about it. You know,
I'm coming on Saturday, but I didn't do none of those things.
Yeah, we do that on the first Saturday of the month, and it's on the 559-726-1200, and the access code, I said again, was 454-102. Mm-hmm. And we come on for that. Eastern time is 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, and 6 o'clock Pacific Time. It's very successful. We just raw. We just talk about real issues, and most people don't have anywhere to talk about real issues and, you know, answers to the issues. And all of our answers are biblically driven, you know?
Right.
Everything that we talk about is based around the biblical principles in the Bible.
That's
good.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Dupree, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am, still here. Uh-huh.
Okay. If you could give out your information again for your for Eagle Wings Ministry.
Yes. Once again, with Eagle's Wings International Ministries, we are a church without walls. Amen. And we have service on 5 o'clock Sunday afternoons. And also Tuesday night Impact Bible Study is 7:15 Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 218-862-6789. 218-862-6789. And the code is 448-073. Amen, amen, and we really, it's a full gospel. We have the full experience on the line, amen, and we bring the word and we get into the truth of the matter and as well, amen. We just enjoy Jesus sharing the word of God, feeding the flock, amen.
Amen.
Well, we welcome to you. Come on in, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Does anyone else have any announcements?
Oh, excuse me, I need to mention also, too, starting December 1st to December 21st, we will have 21 days of breakthrough. And we come on the line each night around, I think, I'm not sure the exact time, it's going to either be 7 o'clock Eastern Standard or 9 o'clock. But we're going to come on for an hour, well, at least an hour to pray. And then, of course, we take prayer requests. It will be open to the public. And that number for that line will be 712-432-3100, and the code will be 165-168, 165-168, and that starts December 1st, and I'm just roughly saying it's going to be around 9 o'clock each night, amen, and so that way we can, it'll be after you know, get the kids to bed, probably, and you can have some time to kind of get into it, but it'll roughly be an hour. But of course, you know, with prayer requests, it could probably be longer than that. But usually, probably stay with an hour, maybe 2 hours at the latest. But anyway, it's each night from 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, from this, December 1st to December 21st. Amen. Welcome to all.
Amen.
Amen. And then I just want to announce that right after Spiritual Sunday, we do have Crossroad Temple with Brother Hunter. That's a show where he interviews hip-hop gospel artists. It starts at 9 p.m., and he does have a special guest coming on there as well. And also starting for next week, December 1st, there'll be no Spiritual Sunday next week. So I just wanted to definitely make that announcement. I did tell Evangelist Stevens that we will not be having Spiritual Sunday next week, Sunday. So I wanted to definitely make that announcement. But everyone, we do have a lot of different programs that we can definitely support for all the listeners, callers that are there. I've listened in, you know, and both of them are wonderful, and I can listen.
I listen in. I press the link quick, fast, and hurry. And I don't say anything. I can call the number. I don't say nothing because 9 times out of 10, I'm multitasking with GQ Palace having a show or doing, you know, the mommy thing. So I multitask, you know, but I definitely I do urge everyone, and I encourage everyone to definitely support. And you do have both of the information for Eagle Wings Ministries as well as Partners in Prayer. I want to thank our special guest this evening, Evangelist Parker, for joining us. We were supposed to have 2 special guests this evening, but I don't know what took place, but we continued on anyway. Yeah. At this time, we're just going to ask our special guest, Evangelist Parker, to end in prayer. And then we're just going to welcome Crossroads Temple after the show. Those of you who are available, if you guys can listen to the show and give feedback on the music, it's greatly appreciated. If not, we'll speak to you guys in 2 weeks, because next Sunday there'll be no Crossroads Temple or Spiritual Sunday. If anyone, does anyone have any other announcements before we end in prayer? Oh, I do. A special thank you for our special guest this evening. Always a pleasure, always an honor, and I thank you. I thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, dear. Glad to be here.
So we can close in prayer.
You ready? You ready? Okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight for your sweet spirit. We thank you, God, for all of the people that dialed in to be blessed. We thank you for the comfort that we have knowing that you are our Christ. We thank you because you are our Redeemer. You are our mind regulator. We thank you because you've done so much for us and you died, and now we're at the time of celebration. We're celebrating the comfort that you bring us. We're celebrating your birth. We're just celebrating you. Christmas is about you. Christmas. But be praised and be glorified. We ask you tonight to help everyone that is on the line. We pray that you would strengthen us, comfort us, give us everything that we need to keep going. We pray that you would bless the speakers and all of the people that are on the line that we didn't get a chance to hear that was on the line but wanted maybe to say something and then wouldn't push the button. We pray that you would bless the host and all of the workers again for everything that their hearts desire. Bless this program, Chairman. We pray that you would just do wonderful, wonderful things with this ministry. Now bless each person that had something to say and those that did not. We're going to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Until we meet again, we just thank you and bless you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Have a blessed Christmas and happy holidays to all.
Thank you. Bye Amen. Now.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless, God bless. How's everybody doing on this fine Sunday? It's good to be back. Good to be blessed and alive. He woke us up this morning. Yeah, tonight is going to be a very, very, very special show. This lady, this woman of God, this beautiful sister of mine that I've known for many years, she's my idol. I've always looked up to her with singing, the word of God. She's always gave me confidence to sing. She's a beautiful woman. Her name is Terry Smalls. I'm sure a lot of you know her, and a lot of you will get to know her tonight. She's my friend. She's my brother's wife. She's a beautiful mother, a strong black woman. And most of all, she praises God. And that's why we love her, and that's why we have her on the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Terry Small. Hi, Terry.
Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. God is good.
Yeah, long time, huh?
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, last time I saw you, you was on television singing on Church Channel on cable. I said, my God, she's growing.
Oh, wow. It's good to hear you. It's good to hear from you. It's good to be talking to you.
I'm
glad. You're giving enough for God.
Yes, I am. I'm glad to be here. Everything's well?
Everything is well. I just want to... thank God for you, and it's certainly an honor and a privilege to share with you. I just want to ask that God continue just to use you, certainly give an anointing on you as you were, you know, giving him praise. And so I thank you, because anytime we get an opportunity to bless God,
yeah,
it's a blessing for us to continue to declare his praise, because it's about him, you know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm so proud of you. I wanted to say that first and foremost. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I listened to this album over and over and over and over, and I'm just so overwhelmed. I'm proud of you, sis.
Wow.
Yeah, really. And I can't wait to get into it and let the people hear it. But right now, we're going to take a break for half a second, because we got Big Champ on the line, and we want to say what's up to Champ real quick.
Okay.
Champ.
Got it.
What's up there, cousin?
Yo, God bless you.
God bless you too, my friend. God bless you, cousin. I see you doing big things, man.
Hey, I'm trying, brother. You know, God is good. He's opening up these doors for me.
That is so fabulous, man. That is so fabulous. You keep giving him the glory, man.
Yeah,
you keep giving God that glory.
I will. You know Sister Terry Smalls, don't you?
The name sounds familiar, man. You know, I have to see her face, but the name sort of sounds familiar. But, you know, whatever she's doing for the kingdom of God, you know, saying God bless her too, you know, to the highest and everything, you know, because it's all about keeping God first and everything.
Right. Right, you can talk, Terry. He's talking to you.
God bless. God bless you. Yeah, it's about him. And the quicker we, it may take a minute for us to realize, but the quicker we can understand that it's about him, it kind of goes better. It takes the stress out of it, because he's the one that gives us the gift. So I appreciate those blessings.
Yes, and the key word that you said, gift. Because he has given us gifts and talents, and we're supposed to use those gifts and talents for the building up of his kingdom, not for this earthly walk, but for that heavenly walk, you know.
That's right.
And everything, because it's all about him and everything. But I, you know, I just want to send praises out to both of y'all for what you're doing right now, especially Tim, you know, especially Tim, because, you know, that's my fam. And me and him been together. I mean, we known each other since dirt and everything like that. But I am just so blessed about how God can take dirt, wipe it off, make it white as snow, and put it out there for everybody to see. And I just bless you both.
Wow. Hey, Champ, what's up?
Hey, Champ.
Yeah.
Yo.
Dallas Cowboys, baby.
Dallas Cowboys, baby. They're your Horton and Brook Hollow. They don't want to see me right about now. You know that, right?
I know that, man. Hey, yo, we love you, though, baby. Thank you for calling, King.
We love you, too, man. Yo, God bless you, man. Keep your head up, man. One.
Okay, so, Terry.
Yes, sir.
You did a song called For God So Loved the World.
Yes, sir.
What inspired you to write that song?
I always, when I first heard the track, it was funny because I was on my morning walk, morning jog. I had the track in my ear, and I think I went about maybe a block and a half, and then I heard the words, "Can I just ask?" Oh, glory to God! Wow. Can I just ask you a question? Don't you want to see the kingdom of God? Because the only way we can see the kingdom is his life. So in the midst of a struggle, in the midst of our strain, sometimes trying to do it ourselves, it's impossible to see. But when you are born again, right, and when you have his spirit, right, the scales, Jesus, fall off. And you are able to see him. So it's not just about, it's not about a religion, you know. It's about a relationship. And so for me, the only way that I'm surviving, not day by day, oh, glory, but minute by minute, is because I have him. So this is, it's just a call to sound the alarm that God loves you. So I want you to get it, that it's not about a church, right? It's not about people. It's not about the pastor, right? It's about him, right? So he loves you so much, and he has the ability to love you past all your mistakes. And that's what's up, because sometimes we're so consumed about what we're not and where we've been, and God is saying, you got to chill with all of that, because my love is enough for you.
Yeah, that's right. Wow, you got goosebumps all up and down my arms. why don't you have the honor and the pleasure and introduce that song for us, please?
Okay, this is God So Loved the World, and you're listening. I want you to know, I want you to realize, no matter where you're at, no matter what you've done, no matter what you're going through, I want you to understand that God's love is more powerful than anything you ever been through, pull you up out of the situation and rescue you and bring you to where you need to be. God so loved the world.
He the yoke of bondage.
Great people, haven't you?
Yeah, that is, you know, it's something that, you know, I think when people hear that, oh, you sound like this one, or, you know, you remind me of this one when you sing, and a couple people have said certain things that I found, I think back in the day, well, my dad is funny, but he swears that I sound like Mahalia Jackson at different moments, there's a certain tune or there's a certain way that I'll hit something. And he's just like, oh, you sound like Mahalia Jackson. Some people have said that there's sometimes the intensity. Some people have said, wow, you know, you sound like Whitney Houston. So just, you know, just a couple of things. Some people have said, wow, when you sing or when you worship, you sound like CeCe Winans. These are all people that I have, of course, I have listened to. But I do really respect the anointing of CeCe Winans because she's just a worshiper. She's just a worshiper, period. So, yeah.
It was like when I heard you, it was like I was hearing Whitney and you go to that note, but you wouldn't do that Whitney thing. And I was like, yeah, that's it. Stay in your lane. You know what I mean? Like, and you can't help it because they're natural notes that she do, but due to the fact that, you know, sometimes you can sound like her, it's like when you don't do what she does, it keeps you original, you know?
Exactly.
I also hear the dibs and dabs of Faith Evans in your voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's another one. To me, her voice is like butter.
Uh-huh.
If you listen to some of the things or just the way that God has gifted her, specifically in studio work, just the smoothing of it. And I think that's important because, and I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because when God gives us and he anoints us, right, we have a responsibility to perfect our craft.
Right.
We have a responsibility to take care of our gift, and we have a responsibility to do it excellent. So I'm kind of glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. I want to rewind just a little. Tell the people where you from and how this thing started. Just a little bit.
Wow. You trying to make a sister go boo-hoo?
I don't know, tell them that name of that town and, you know, and tell them what really, you know.
It's been a minute. It's something that started, I would say, at least since I was 12, basically. My father's a preacher, and so he would preach, and I would sing. So
right.
I would say about maybe 1920. I mean, I've done some things off and on, but I've always been in the church, always sang, always had this passion and this drive for God to open up my mouth. And it's
right.
something, because if you see me just, you know, in the supermarket or, you know, or Walmart, you know, or, you know, someplace else, I'm very, for the most part, I'm kind of low-key. But when it's time, glory to God, when it's time to worship, something happens. We're like, wow, like something happened. But it's how God uses me when there's an anointing in the room, right? And there's a need in
yeah.
the room, and
yeah.
he's moving supernaturally, right, by his spirit. And so this is what keeps, oh, glory, this is what keeps happening, that God is commissioning me. And I think this is why it's so key, even you being moved by the Holy Spirit to even have me to come and share, because it's not about me, right? It's about him. But there's a movement, glory to God, there's a movement, I believe now in the Holy Spirit, where he's sounding an alarm, and it's a message of restoration and hope, and that's what's been continual. Even through my struggles, I must worship, you know? Even through the things that make me a better person, I must worship.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that those that hear it, they're not looking for you to be something that you're not. They don't want to hear a whole lot of hope. They want to hear, I've been through what you're going through, but you can make it. And so that's where God uses me, because I'm not trying to impress anybody, but I want you to realize that wherever you are, God can bring you out of that. And that's been my whole life, over and over and over again. That's been my life.
I know. When I saw the album cover, I just, out of common sense, I didn't say to my brother Al, who's that? But I can tell from that album cover that you're two different people physically,
oh.
and I'm so proud of you. I know that must have been a walk, because when
wow.
we met at Holy Lighthouse, you used to say the last word I would hear before I got on that in front of everyone and grabbed that microphone would say, "You sing, Brother Timothy," you know, and I would watch you lead the praise and worship team, and I would be like, I want to be that way so bad. Like, I want to be not ashamed. That's what it was. You were not ashamed to praise God.
Oh,
I was still caught up with being cool and being godly, you know? And it's you. When I got this notification that I could do this radio show, it was you that first came to my mind, your face, everything about you. I said, I need Terry.
Wow.
And I love that. You remember our good friend David McLean?
Yes, I do.
Hey, David's name now is Doughty. He's still a very
yes.
spiritual brother. Yes. He just called me and he said, "Fam, I can't stop crying." He was listening to "For God So Loved the World." He just hit me, said, "Fam, I can't stop crying."
What? Wow.
Yeah.
He's
in California
yes.
listening to us right now, him and his whole family. So big up
That's
and blessed
crazy.
To Doughty McLean. You my homie for life, homie. Bless
Wow.
Yeah.
Brother Doughty. Now that's taking it real back. Now, you want to hear somebody who could blow.
Yeah. Now, watch this. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Get on the line, Doughty. We see you.
Yes.
What's good, fam?
Wow.
Bam, bam.
Yeah,
yeah. Bam.
Yeah,
representing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Vo in the building.
Now,
Holy Lighthouse, Mother Hawks. You know how we do it. We take you there.
Yeah. You know, 361 Main Street, baby. They in the
Ooh,
building right now.
361 Maintain, Terry. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been an
wow.
amazing experience for me to hear you singing and blowing like that. But most of all, just your mind, body, and spirit, total package in place. Give thanks to the Most High.
Oh, my goodness.
You know I lost 115.
I know.
I shrunk Mary, and your music sounds so amazing. All I could think of when he was talking about people who you were reminding them of, all I could think of was how amazing your sound was, and it's a Mary Mary vibe for me because I'm out here in L.A. Oh, my God, I'm just so moved by your ministry and oh Al, your husband Al. Big Scribs doing the show. They call me church boy turned homeboy. This is homeboy turned church boy.
You know, I'm grateful, facts, King. Man. I'm grateful. Yeah, man. Yo,
wow,
listen.
Man.
Yo, Dave, man. Dowdy, I'm sorry, brother. We want to thank you for calling in, man. Like, this is like some real family.
Really,
Dowdy. Right,
oh, my goodness. God bless you, the fam.
I've been blessed tonight, bro, by your show, man.
No.
I'm uplifted.
Yo, you know what the good thing
is,
though? Go ahead, Terry.
I just want to say, Dowdy, real back. It's just funny, you know, because we come such a long way. I remember when I first came into the kingdom, you know, I'm not as emotional as I was, but, you know, I was feeling God. And so we were in church, and I would praise God so much so, man, that I would praise God and slide out of my seat, cousin, down to the floor.
Uh-huh.
So people would have the ushers would come around. The ushers would come around, you know, trying to keep me. And one day, Daddy was like, yo, just let her go on down to the floor. She's going to go down there anyway. Let her go. I remember that. Thank God for calling in, though. It's really good to hear you.
Oh,
I
man.
You.
I have
you,
so
brother.
Much love for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. I'll be in New York very soon. And really thankful.
Yes, sir. Thank you, beloved. You know, but one thing that's sure, man, that we can definitely admit right now, we all free, baby.
Shoot.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
We all free. And speaking of free, we're going to get into the next song by Miss Terry Small, and it's called Free. You got to love it.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you, God.
Terry.
Woo! Jesus, Lord have mercy. Thank you, sir.
Now, that song right there, as soon as you came in and said, I was like, man. Wow. Was there any particular mood or situation that brought that song about?
I think the biggest thing and what I realized throughout the entire album was the process that there were some things that I was dealing with, and there was a message that God was trying to get me to understand, because I think I know in my mind I had become legalistic, like to the point where it's like, you know what the word says, Terry, right? But I want you to live the word. Like, I don't want you just to be a doer girl, right? I want you to experience. And so all of the little things that I was dealing with, God was desperately trying to get me to understand, right, that I was free. So I was free to be everything that he called me to be. So I didn't have to stay at 350 pounds, right? I didn't have to be 325 pounds. I didn't have to be 278, size 32, 26. I could really, I'm free because of his word and because of his promise, right? And because of his blood, I could be the best that I am, and it was okay for me to be an 8. So I didn't have to go to a food, or I didn't have to overindulge, or I have to be addicted, because, you know, Terry had some issues, and my issues was keeping me from going to him. And he's like, you're free, though. You don't have to do that, baby girl. You're free in your mind, in your heart. So, you know, it's something. It's something. So, but I praise God for that, because it takes us, it eliminates the drama when we understand who we are, and we are free. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey, remember this? Let me touch you and see if you are real. Even though I know my heart, your hand can heal. But if I can touch the hem of his garment, the power and strength I will feel. Jesus, let me touch you, see if you are real. Sometimes to me you seem so far away. Huh? Remember that?
Well, I want to stop. You know what, that's just God, because I was trying to think of the song, but you know the Holy Spirit is in control, because that was the next thing I was going to say to you, is like, Tim, what was the name of that song that you used to sing?
Let me touch you and see if you are real.
Yeah. Wow.
When I'm down, let me touch you. When I'm lonely, let me touch you. When I'm discovered, let me touch you. Oh, Lord, like I never have before. But I need you more and more. Jesus, let me touch you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Huh? Pastor Wilson, we love you. Wherever you at right now, if you're listening, God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless.
Timothy Wilson, you know, he's out there in Atlanta doing his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to keep it moving real quick. This song you did called Promise.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorites?
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, too. And I promise the whole world that's listening to the sound of my voice that you're going to love this one, too. This is a promise. Yeah. So introduce that song, Terry. You introduced that song for the people.
Basically, you know, as I said before, you know, God is always trying to give us messages. And so you listening today, you know, we thank God for you that you tuned in. You know, one love. Praise God again for Brother Tim and the anointing that's on you. Oh, my God, your voice is still ridiculous, okay, just ridiculous. But if you're listening today, I want to tell you something. I want you to understand that I don't want you to be confined to a time, right? I don't want you to be saying, hey, it's taken 20 years, but I don't think so, or it's taken 5 years, it's a little too long, or, you know, I waited too long for this, or, you know, maybe I think I missed my chance. I'm going to speak a rhema word to you right now. I'm going to tell you that God is a determining factor. I'm going to speak to you right now, wherever you are, in your circumstance, in your condition. I don't care what it is. I'm here to let you know and to confirm to you that this is a rhema word, that God is not concerned about your extremities. He's not concerned about the outer circumstances, that God is able to catapult you. No matter how long you think it's taken, no matter where you think you are, God supernaturally can move you to the place where he has for you. So don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to his junk. Don't listen to the negativity. I promise you that God, when he is in the situation, everything that he promised to you, I don't care where you've been, nothing can stop his plan. A promise is a promise because God keeps his word. A promise.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I love traditional gospel. I love contemporary gospel. But this type of gospel that we're doing, like a song like this, we can grab more of the youth, you know, and get them involved, you know. And, that, and that's the blessing. That's why I was proud that you was also doing this form of R&B-ish gospel.
That's all I'm doing.
So I don't feel alone now. And it's like I said, the woman, the sister, the mother, the wife that I looked up to singing this gospel is doing the same kind of music that I want to push forward as far as the Lord's word that's in me. It's a blessing all around the board. All around the board. Listen, I want to ask you something. What are you up to right now? You got any shows, anything going on that people need to know? Seminars? What's happening?
Yeah. Well, I have things that are coming up that God bless me. One is called the Nativity, and it's called BMI Experience. So the website is called BMI Experience, and it's a Nativity, and it's a whole story in dance only. There are some things, but there's a dance, and it dances out the whole birth of Christ. There's a particular piece that I do called Mary, Do You Know? And as I sing, they dance. It's a powerful piece. That's December 14th and December 15th at the Gerald W. Lynch Theater at John Jay College in New York City. But if they just go online and go to DMI Experience or just remember DMI, they'll can get to the website and they'll show everything. So that's something I'm doing in December. Something else God has opened up for me in January. It's called Love Conference, and I'll be doing the worship ministry for them. It's going to be at Harvey Yard in Connecticut. And it's a free conference. God moves powerfully. So that's just some of the things I have that's coming up. I do have a weight loss. I won't say it's a seminar, but it is a seminar where I'm out there pounding the pavement, trying to send a message that you're still beautiful. That's the title of the seminar. You're still beautiful. Just encouraging women who are struggling with obesity that God has something better for you, and that you want to be the best that you can be. So those are some of the things. Something I'm doing or current events, they can always check me out at my website at www.sourceoflovecords.com. That's one word, www.sourceoflovecords.com. And they can always hit me up on Facebook. I have my own Facebook, Terry Small. There's also a Source of Love Records Facebook. My management team, all the information is on the website. Is my wonderful, amazing husband, who I love.
I love him too.
203-568-0616. I don't want to give too much information because it'd be overload, but if they go to the website, sourceoflovecords.com, that's the best way to get in contact with me, pick up the album, or, you know, invite me if they have a conference or a worship ministry. So, yeah.
Right. That's beautiful. So it looks like you're busy, sis.
God is doing it. Yeah, God is doing it. And I thank God for my family. I thank God for my boys. You know, my oldest one, Micah, is 19. Incredible dancer for the Lord. Oh, my goodness. And there's some pieces, actually, that we do together. Just amazing. My other son, Jonathan, 15, been playing the drums since he was 2. Absolutely ridiculous. And so, actually, when I go out, you know, on the road, my son dances,
and my son plays the drums, and the anointing that comes off of them and with them is just ridiculous. And they're also like my armor bearers, which I'm so excited that my husband has raised them to honor me in such a way, carry my bag, open the door. So, you know, we all in the ministry together.
Hey, Terry.
Yes.
Your friends is listening. You heard? You heard it? Your friends are listening to you right now.
Okay.
We got one of your friends on the line right now, Mr. Ronnie Crawford.
Wow.
Praise the Lord, Sister Terry.
Praise the Lord, Brother Ronnie. How are you? I am good. I am blessed of the Lord. Wow. All is blessed in the past. Wow.
Yes. You're definitely one of my main inspirations all the way from Holy Lighthouse to sing for the glory of God. And I'm so proud that you have this album out and you sound wonderful and the music is awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, wow, man. I just want to praise God for you even calling. And this is from somebody, well, I don't even know if he could sing, pull down the rafters. it's so awesome to hear from you. Yeah, we go way back. Holy Lighthouse days.
Yes, ma'am. So, well, I just wanted to call in and thank God,
God
publicly for you. And I just want to let you know I'm actually a praise and worship leader at this very moment at my current church, Mount Calvary. And when I tell you are my biggest inspiration, you really, really are, because you just sang each and every Sunday when I was a kid, and to listen to you give God his glory without any restraint as a kid and to be able to remember that and to see where you are now, I'm so proud of you. So I wish you the most God-driven success that is possible with God's glory in mind. So thank you. Thank
God
you for what
you're
doing, and keep going, Terry.
Yeah, yo,
you
thank
too
you,
as well.
Thank you for calling in, little homie, man.
Really? God bless you.
Yeah. Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir.
I'm still here. I'm still here. I love that one. Can we get into that one real quick?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
We go through stuff, right? And we make mistakes. Saved, right? But through it all, I'm still here, lifting my hand, giving God praise day and night, night and day. That's how I survive.
All over in the morning. Come on, introduce that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Still Here by Terry Small.
God bless.
Looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I'm still here, thinking about my life, and the things that didn't go
That you're more than just a artist and a person that other people know. I'm glad I know you.
Oh, likewise, Brother Tim.
I mean, I know you from the bottom, as they say, from the bottom to the top. Yeah, and one thing I can say, you know, you're a faithful woman of God, and you're a faithful wife, and I love the way you always, you know, glorified my man, Big Al. You know, Al, big up to the small residents down in 361 Main, you know, now rule, New Rock City. That's how we do. Omar and the company, you know, we love y'all. Yeah, that's right. We don't have to shout them out. Harley Housing, we here, you know, it's your boy Scrivy. I got my girl, Terry Small. The album is called My Desire. If you need to get it, you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Timmy Scrivy Hunter, or Terry, tell them how else they can get it from you.
They can get it from me at www.sourceoflove.records. They can do it that way, or they can contact me on Facebook, either Source of Love Records on Facebook or Terry Small on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. That's good, man. It's a beautiful album. You people, you got to get it. You think what I played was a blessing? I couldn't play the whole album. It's a blessing. I want to thank Ronnie Crawford and D-Mac, Dally, everybody calling in. This was a family show tonight. You know what I mean? Sorry for all the people we couldn't get to that was on the line, but you know, we love you, God loves you, and we thank you for just showing your support and trying to get on the air and send some love. Right about this time, Terry, is when we get ready to call it in and give thanks for having a beautiful night. You know what I need from you, right? I need one of those beautiful, awesome anointing prayers and just bless us tonight before we get out of here.
Yes, absolutely. I just want to thank you again for being a blessing to me, my family, my husband, and just for, you know, it's an honor and a privilege just to talk about Jesus tonight. And so I just really thank you for just opening your heart, open up the doors. And so, Father, we give praise and thanks to you. We understand that you are the creator. We understand that you are the one that's in control. And because of that, we give you worship, Jesus, and we give you praise. We thank you that all things work together, them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And we understand that there is no weapon that is formed against us that shall ever be able to prosper. And for this, we give you praise and we give you worship. And we thank you that this was a divine appointment and a divine time, even the anointing, right, and the oil, Father, hallelujah, that you pressed tonight, it's going to change lives. And so now even I thank you for even a greater measure of anointing on my brother, God, as he continues to yield to you. We're going to see a move of the Holy Spirit that's going to shake the nation. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Terry Small, Mrs. Terry Small. And it was a beautiful night, and we just thank you, Terry.
Amen. God bless you so much. It's such an honor, and I just love you all, and just thank you all for just being my sisters, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, and it's just an honor. I'm so excited.
Please, I'm going to be in touch with y'all later because I need you at the studio and help me out with some of these songs I got. I'm going to send you some tracks because, you know, no one's better than you. Ronnie told you the same thing. We admire you. We looked up to you. You were the one.
Yeah.
You were the one that said, don't be scared to praise God in the face of these people.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I love you.
I love you. God bless you.
God bless you. Tell my man Allie, he already know, family for life.
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless, baby. Thank you for
coming. God bless you, but I love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's what you call a family for real. And like the sister told you, she came from almost maybe 300 pounds, and now she's total transformation. So that's just sign and message for my people, our black people, to, you know, contain your health. Get on your health. Stay sharp with your health. We had a brother on a couple of weeks ago, JP, John Parker, and he works on black people getting off of high blood pressure and losing weight and doing things for themselves to live longer, to have longevity. And if you don't remember him, then I advise you to go to his Facebook page, and that's John Parker on Facebook. And you will see and read about the things he's into to help us as black people and white people of all colors, people of all colors and nationalities, help you live longer and be healthy, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know, a healthier body is a healthier mind. That's all I know. And I also know that y'all enjoyed this show tonight. Terry was beautiful. You know, my man Dowdy was on the line. We couldn't get to him, but he'll be back next week. You know, he's going to give us a couple of songs. You know, he's another awesome man of God and a worshiper and a beautiful, magnificent singer. And he has some kids, little Judah and Bless. You know, they coming up too, very talented kids. So, you know, you look out for them, and we'll definitely be putting them in your ear, you know. Speaking of my man John Parker, we talked about him all day yesterday, so I guess we're going to have to play him tonight because it's only right. That's my man in Christ. I met him when I was touring with Atlantic Star, and from that point on, we've always stayed in contact and always been brothers in Christ. And one day you will hear something from the both of us, because God's will is working every day more and more as we speak. So I want to get into this song by my brother John Parker, a.k.a. JP. This song is called Weeping. And
right, moments eight and
I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
We've been made
for
all
time. We've been made to
hate.
I know it's gonna come.
We've been made for all
time. You gotta go through some bad times.
Joy is gonna come.
Yeah.
Right, and don't forget right there, that was my man JP, a.k.a. John Parker, and his song is I Rock With One Name, and that's Jesus, and you can also get that on iTunes and CD Baby and all those different sites, you know. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Terry Small, album called My Desire. She told you how to get it. Go get it. If you forgot, hit me on Facebook, Timmy Scribby Hunter. I'll put you back in lane. And if you don't remember that, then hit Terry Small on her Facebook page and get this album. It's My Desire That You Have It. You heard? It's a beautiful thing. It's a God blessing. It's a God. It's God's blessings on the world. Mm-hmm. That's right. I got another song I want to get into before we get out of here. You know, time is spinning, but I got to spread the love, you know, because God is good, and I'm blessed to know these people that are praising God through song, and I'm going to always promote them and promote God first, but I'm going to always promote my people that's praising God through the ministry. Right now, we're going to get into a song by Amar Khalil, my good family, my good brother from the famous group Tony, Tony, Tony. This song is called Higher, and I love it. Let's get into it. Hello?
Coming, but they didn't know what to think. They didn't think this could happen. Wasn't really sure of me. I'll try to keep on moving. I won't trip off what they say. And I know that they'll keep hating on me each and every day. I gotta keep moving, yeah, yeah. I keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Got to stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher.
Higher, 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 higher
my seeds are tender, me. So I'll stay on this journey. Cause I can do all things through Christ, cause he has strength in me. Gotta keep pushing, yeah, yeah. Keep on praying, yeah, yeah. Gotta stay faithful, yeah, yeah. I got to get higher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Higher,
yeah.
Higher. Gotta take higher.
Lord, take
higher.
Me higher.
By Amar Khalil. Listen, people, I need you to remember we won't be on the air next Sunday, okay? So if you tune in, you might get this show right here, but we won't be on live next Sunday. So I just thank you for coming this Sunday and showing your love and your blessings to my man Dowdy, to Terry Smalls, you know. But we're going to get into this song before we get out of here. We had him on the show last week, live in concert, and we're going to end it with this because rap is in gospel as well. It's not always just singing. It got gospel rap. So, ladies and gentlemen, Beautiful Eulogy. It's called Vital Lens. Remember.
Yep. This is a reintroduction plus some practical perspective. Those of us indeed who are in need of complete vision correction. The only thing that's required is a lens that's genuinely objective. And a minute of your time to wrap your mind around divine perception. Cause even the most mindless and spiritually blind can be the spectator in a theater of God's magnificent design. If you would incline your ears and your eyes to these sounds and these signs, we would attempt to rightly refine and align your crooked sight, but we not implying that a sunset or an ocean can begin to set in mind when the Son of Man began to set in redemptive motion. For morals, meaning, and devotion, heart, mind, and emotion, substance, significance, and truth cannot be explained or reduced to a big bang explosion. Because his character and nature cannot be known through natural revelation, or shown through random acts or figments of your imagination. We, the Beautiful Eulogy, attempt to communicate audibly and visually to help you hear and see the glory of God clearly. Your love everlasting. I start where I finish, pick it back up where I left it. I'm just a man of unclean lips. I've only seen a glimpse, but everywhere I look I see his fingerprints. All things were made through him. We received his revelation, so we reflect it when we breathe. And the concepts we conceive are born of spiritual seed, manifest in a material realm as musical composition. The rhythm of heartbeats transformed by the gospel and godly
known, exposing his own nature and his glory through his son, the revelation of our Savior, the fullness of God born in human form, deity in the flesh. We need a spirit and the word to open our eyes so we can see correct the vital lens.
Yo, this is Brother Timothy. I want to tell y'all, God bless. I love you. Thank you for coming out. Stay strong. Have a positive week. See you in 2 Sundays, not next Sunday, in 2 Sundays. Scribby right here, Hartley.